Depeche Mode just can't get enough. It's 88.5, the SoCal Sound. Welcome to our fall pledge drive. You can donate now at the SoCalSound.org. We had some technical difficulties. Tim Heidecker, are you there?
Yes.
Friend.
It's not my fault.
Did you do something in there?
But
are you hitting buttons?
I do think I spread technical difficulties wherever I go.
Well, you know what? You help support the station even more by being here because I just got a donation from Jacob in Minneapolis who says, I love Tim Heidecker.
Aw,
so
thanks,
look at
Jacob.
There. This is already working.
I'd like to pledge $100 myself.
Oh, we'll take it. Thank you so much, okay. Tim. Everyone knows you, of course, from the comedy duo Tim and Eric. I was just watching clips from when you were in Bridesmaids as well. You've been in some movies. You do a comedy show. You also write music. What really got you into... So you're going to play a song that you actually got Kurt Vile to perform on.
Kurt Vile got to play with me.
I'm so sorry. we play Kurt Vile. It was super fun. I got to chat with him the last time he was in town. It's interesting to think about you guys connecting because I know... Like, his music is sort of like... It's not like it's comedy, but the way he writes is a certain way that really fits into, I think, what you do. So it's kind of neat. And I did see something that said you were a little nervous. You wrote this idea and you wanted to send it to him.
Yeah.
What were you nervous? He was just going to say no?
I was nervous because as I was writing this song, I was listening to a lot of his last record or the one before the last record, whatever it is, because this was a couple years ago. But you know, sometimes when I'm writing a song, I'll sort of put my head into the head of another songwriter just to feel like, oh, how does he work? Like, what is some of his chord shapes and vocal phrasings and stuff? So as I was writing the song, I was kind of pretending not to parody him at all, just to kind of help me along. And I kind of was happy with it, but I didn't want him to think I was making fun of him, I guess.
Yeah.
But I know Kurt. I mean, we're both from Philly, and
he seems super laid back. Like he would be so easy to chat with.
And he was like pretty supportive of me musically. Like a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people that look at me in my musical pursuits with a little bit of skepticism. But he was very supportive and encouraging throughout the years. So and then he happened to be in town, and I said, "You want to come over and just like put a bunch of fuzzy guitar and sing with me?" And you know, it happened all very quickly. But
you asked him to jam. You want to come over and jam, man?
Yeah, he brought over this pedal that Lou Reed invented called, it's, I forget what it's called, but it emulates the sound of an amp dying, as he describes it. And so it's all over the record and it sounds really cool. And yeah, I worked with Wiseblood a lot. It's like those people sort of add a little bit of legitimacy to what I, not that I necessarily want that or need that, but.
No legitimacy at all. No. You don't need that. I do have your vinyl here. So that's on the album High School, right?
Yes, High School.
I'm holding up. If you're watching us, we are streaming this on our YouTube channel, which you can access easily by going to the SoCalSound.org. You can check out this performance live. Why don't we get into it? You're going to play Sirens of Titan?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, because as I was coming over here, I realized there's some lyrics in this song that feel like I wrote it yesterday because of what's going on in the world. This record is really kind of about my high school years, which is 1991 to 94 or something like that. So what's depressing is perhaps that there are themes in this song that you could apply today.
And
I don't want anyone to think that I'm making any kind of observations or judgments about what's happening in the world right now, but far be it from me to have an opinion. But
It's Tim Heidecker live on 88.5, the SoCal Sound. You can donate right now by going to the SoCalSound.org. Take it away, Tim.
Sirens of Titan, Venus and Furs, Claudia Schiffer. My dad got me a water bed. Must have got a deal on her. Peter Arnett in a Baghdad hotel. Peter Arnett showing us Baghdad getting bombed to hell. Peter Arnett showing us Scud missiles heading for Israel. Should be an easy war to win, but you can never tell. I'm on my bed, sloshing around, listening to Sunday morning at Venus and Furs. Thinking about the bad news, thinking about the bad news. Thinking about the good grades I should have got and all the work I gotta do. At dinner tonight, I will try not to show any attitude. Sirens of Titan, Venus and Furs, Claudia Schiffer. I guess I was a little peer pressure into taping up a picture of her. Kurt Vonnegut coming to town, speaking at the university. I was a little shit, a little right wing when he said he loved Clinton. I couldn't help but disagree. I was fiscally conservative until I got that college degree.
Tim Heidecker live on 88.5 The SoCal Sound, Sirens of Titan. That's off of Tim's album, High School. I love how you embodied Kurt Vile in that song, really.
A little bit.
It's,
respectfully, I hope.
Oh, you were talking about being from Philly. How about the Phillies? Phillies crushing
Very
us.
Very exciting. I immediately dropped my Dodgers the second they lost.
Well, you have to support the Phillies, right? Now that they were playing the Diamond, they're playing the Diamondbacks. Such exciting games. Really cool to be from Philly. It's a Philly thing. Have you heard that the song that came out recently? I forget. But we'll go back. We'll go on. So anyway.
By the Hooters, maybe?
No. It's a Philly thing. That was.
The song's called It's a Philly Thing.
Yeah. I'll figure it out in a minute. But anyway, so you came down to the station. You wanted to support public radio. Tell us your feelings about public radio, because that's what we're doing, a pledge drive and asking people. We're member-supported. You can support us now by going to the SoCalSound.org. But I just wanted to get your opinion on public radio and what this kind of stuff means to you. I know you do your own YouTube show.
Well, I was telling you one of the frustrating things. I do a weekly show called Office Hours on YouTube, and it's a podcast. It's a TV show. It's whatever. But it's very hard to just play music over the internet without it being a big deal.
And the copyright and
copyright laws and the system on the YouTube side is so automated to just strike down people. And I started actually in high school in Pennsylvania, going to Muhlenberg College's radio station and doing a show there. And it was really the first time I got to speak into a microphone where anybody could hear me. And there's just something great about having people like you and other DJs who can curate and turn people on to new music or remind them of. I was driving here and you were playing the Shins' New Slang, and that brought so many memories back to me. And in this day and age where you can just put anything on any time of day and, you know, everything's available to you, sometimes I find myself not wanting to have that choice, you know.
It's too much.
And turning that responsibility over to somebody like you to just let me not stress about what I want to listen to and then finding new stuff and turning me on to new artists and songs and stuff. So I think it's vital. It's such a great thing for the community and to be able to support it directly without having to deal with advertisers and a bunch of crap like that, I hope that continues to be the way we can support independent art.
I really appreciate those words, because really we're all so passionate about coming in here, and having support from artists like you as well really means the world to us. I know taking time out to come perform these songs, we really appreciate it. So thank you for coming here.
You're welcome.
Tim Heidecker. By the way, you're going to play a song off this album, Cold. I thought the funniest thing,
Cold.
It's called Coffee's Gone Cold. The
album
is What the Broken Hearted Do.
Yeah.
Okay, the funniest review I thought was like, although it consists entirely of breakup songs, it says that you didn't actually go through a breakup during writing this.
That's
true. Is that true?
Yes. I mean, I've gone through breakups. We've gone through breakups before. I think that was a little bit of clever PR. This was a conceptual album, because I love breakup records. I love sad songs, and so it was kind of a writing exercise for me to see if I could how sad I could go.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
You know,
it's kind of wild writing anything. Like when you're in the depths of something, it seems like the best work comes out. Do you find that also as a comedian?
Yeah, I thrive off of bad news. I thrive off of the world going to hell.
Yeah.
So it's chaos out there. Sometimes it gets too much, but I think the subconscious kind of processes all that, and usually comes out with something absurd or, you know, satirical out of the bad stuff.
And it's just, a healthy, at times a really healthy coping mechanism for all this stuff.
Yes.
In your personal life, but in the world, is being able to write and release a lot of all this energy, but also comedy. I've always been, throw a little humor into a dark situation can sometimes help you get through.
It's the shared human experience.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to hear how great you're doing, honestly.
Tell me a joke about how bad your life is going.
But it's not that interesting, you know.
Okay, so let's hear your song, Coffee's Gone Cold.
Yes, again, I'm trying to write the saddest song ever. And I haven't never played this live, so forgive me.
Wow.
But it's a simple
world
little
premiere.
Country song.
Tim Heidecker live on the SoCal Sound.
It goes something like this, right? It'd be kind of like the singer-songwriter session version. Coffee's gone cold, the fridge is gone empty. Not sure what I'm staying here for. Living is hard, it sure ain't easy. I don't know what I'm waking up for anymore. Well, she don't pick up her phone like she used to. She don't write me back right away. I'm kicking myself every time I think of her. I don't know what I'm waking up for anyway. Sun is shining, grass is green, everyone's laughing and happy and kissing and hugging, and why can't it be me? Sun's going down, night is coming. Every day's earlier than before. I pick up a book, but I don't feel like reading it. I don't know what I'd be reading it for anymore. Or maybe she's out there, or maybe she's listening. Maybe she's got something to say. If you see her, tell her I'm trying. Not sure what I'd be trying for. She'd come back to me. Don't you think she'd come back to me?
Heartbreak, universal truth.
It's pretty pathetic.
That was great. Coffee's Gone Cold. Tim Heidecker is performing live on 88.5, the SoCal Sound. He has graciously come in here to support us during our pledge drive. You can donate now by going to thesocalsound.org. By the way, it's a Philly thing. It's the Bacon Brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They have a big song. It's a Philly thing. So I thought that would be a big deal now that the Phillies are killing it in baseball, and I hope they make it to the World Series.
Well, I'm so happy when actors and people outside of the music world have success in music, as a fellow person attempting to try that myself.
So that's funny. So how did you you ended up working? Is it a longtime friend, Natalie from Wise Blood? You got so you're a comedian, but you also do music.
You know, I look at it like this. I make stuff. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's music, sometimes it's TV. I like to think now it's sort of like I'm trying to break out of the genre.
A performing artist.
Yeah, I'm a what's it called? There's a name for it.
Magician? Magician?
No, it's not a magician.
Oh, okay.
Polymath.
Okay. So how was your...
Sorry to interrupt you.
Natalie from Wise Blood is an old friend of yours, or how did you get Natalie to work on the song Nothing on your album Fear of Death?
Yeah, I had her on my podcast, and sort of spontaneously we started singing this song that I played her that I was writing. It wasn't this song. It was another song called Fear of Death. And a friend of hers, this guy Drew Erickson, who produces and works with Father John Misty and Angel Olsen and all these great people, he and also Natalie, he was like, do you want to go in the studio and try to do that song with Natalie? And I said, sure. And a couple days later, he had wrangled the Lemon Twigs and Stella Mazgawa and all these great people to come in and like the wrecking crew of cool indie people.
To work on your album.
And Natalie as well. And we did three songs that I kind of put together over the weekend. And then we're so happy and with what we got. We went in for another couple sessions and just, it was really fun. It was a really fun time for her because Titanic Rising had just come out and she was kind of, you know, taking a deserved break and rethinking, you know, thinking about what she was going to do next. But this was kind of like a fun side project. But we put a lot of work and energy into it, and it was a lot of fun. And she's obviously like an incredible singer and songwriter. So it was a real pleasure and a real gift.
Yeah, we've had her come down and perform some songs for us as well. So awesome. Let's hear the song. It's Nothing. Tim Heidecker live on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Sadly missing Wise Blood's voice. It's just me. It's much sadder this way, I think. But another sad song, but a little more existential here. Nothing, that's what it amounts to, they say. A black boy waiting down the road for us one day. We're all gonna die alone. There ain't nobody gonna carry us home. And there ain't no place where the angels roam. Stuck in traffic on Beverly Glen. Running late, meeting Hollywood friends. And do they even know how it's all gonna end? I'm keeping quiet, keeping to myself. Ain't it overwhelming, breathing in? I'm keeping quiet, keeping to myself. Ain't it overwhelming? Nothing, that's what it amounts to, they say. A black boy waiting down the road for us one day. We're all gonna die alone. There ain't nobody gonna carry us home. And there ain't no place where the angels roam. I'm shopping for a suit for the big premiere. Nobody could tell me how I got here. And I'm looking real good, but I'm filled with fear. I'm shaking hands cause I gotta play nice. I'm on my third tequila and ice. And I just said hello to the same guy twice. I'm going underground. I'm hiding out for a while. Nothing, that's what it amounts to, they say. A black boy waiting down the road for us one day. But it's alright, don't listen to me.
I could be wrong, let's wait and see. But if you see me in heaven, just let me be. Yeah, if you see me in heaven, just let me be.
It's really beautiful. I love that song. Nothing.
Thank you so much.
That is Tim Heidecker, a comedian, actor, singer, songwriter. You're doing it all. It's so great that you can come down. I want to show people who are watching on our YouTube stream. There's a couple albums that he brought in, some vinyl, High School and also in Glendale. So do you live
in
Los
Angeles?
That's
where I came from, if you can believe it. Yes, all the way across the other side of
LA. Glendale?
Glendale, yeah.
Is that where you live now?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow, that's great. You have a show coming up November 4th. You want to tell us, you're going to be playing with a band. Tell us what people can expect. Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth Theater.
Yes, it's a great venue. It's sort of like the Largo of the East in Los Angeles here, if you know the geography. It's a small little theater. I'm going to be singing some songs with Eliana Athade, who's the bass player and singer in my band, The Very Good Band. Fred Armisen is going to be coming out.
Have fun.
I'm going to do some stand-up. I'm going to
sing some tunes.
Sing some tunes. Great artist. Casey Johansson. Do you know Casey Johansson?
Casey Johansson.
Oh, my God. She's amazing.
All right. She's going to be there, too. November 4th.
She's going to be there. And I think it's sold out.
Oh. so you can't even go, everybody. That's great that it's sold out.
There's only 14 seats in the place.
Oh, of course. So they must have been, very high-value tickets.
Oh, yes.
We appreciate your words about public radio and, of course, for you coming down here. I mean, taking time out to play us some songs. We heard some really great songs. We heard Nothing, Coffee's Gone Cold, Sirens of Titan. We really appreciate artists like you. Especially, we love supporting artists that are living in our backyard and really coming in here. You guys, this is what we do. We support artists. They support us back. And you can help support us now in our fall pledge drive by going to the SoCalSound.org. We really appreciate you coming down, Tim. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And have a great show.
The SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound, hosted by Julie Slater. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.